Now, speaking of Thursday morning, it is the one time of week that we do set aside to cover some of the stories that have been making the rounds, but potentially not for the best of reasons. With the Not News, we are joined in the studio now by Nick Parmeter. Morning, Nick.
Morning, Tess. Happy Thursday.
Yes, to you too. The Not News, I suppose. What has been making bad headlines?
Okay, Tess. Well, you know, of course, it's just a couple of weeks away now until Christmas, and that time, the festive part of the year, and there might be some Christmas shopping going on around the world. Sometimes it can get a bit ugly, as it did in this case. In the UK, in northeast England, an angry mum has spat in the face of an elf at a shopping centre Christmas grotto.
Whoa!
The woman lost her temper when she told she couldn't take her child into the grotto because she didn't have a booking. She also verbally abused other elves, and that was according to the manager of the Castlegate shopping centre in the northeast of England. That doesn't really say much about Christmas spirit at all, does it?
What on earth could... What, elves? I don't know. I'm formulating something in my head here. How do you end up so angry at an elf that you spit at them? That's awful.
I have no idea. She must have been having a bad day, safe to say. And there's actually a police investigation. It's being treated as an assault. So,
oh, my gosh.
That mum might not be having the most merriest of Christmases if she gets caught.
Oh, my gosh. Poor retail workers. They are the true heroes of
yes,
the Christmas period.
There was that report that wasn't there this week about the retail workers being abused in Australia. So, yeah, it's a global phenomenon, that one.
The true heroes of the Christmas time. Jesus.
Now, Tess, license to kill, more like license to swill.
Uh-oh.
According to researchers who say their study of James Bond movies reveals 007 has a severe drinking problem. Yes. Now, okay. I don't think we needed a study to know that James Bond has a serious issue with alcohol, and he does definitely like it shaken, not stirred. Closed viewings of 24 Bond movies, of course, from 1962, Dr. No, the first one, to 2015, the most recent, show the secret agent hasn't only been a heavy drinker for more than 60 years, but he's also engaged in some very dangerous activity while inebriated. you know, the likes of saving the world from foreign espionage operatives and driving cars that's James Bond for you.
Their problem with that is that he was doing it while under the influence.
While under the influence, yes. That was research from New Zealand's University of Otago and Oxford University as well. So perhaps in the next movie, that can centre around James Bond visiting, rehab and getting some help for his alcoholism.
Like you said, I don't think this is a huge surprise. I haven't seen any of the James Bond films. The only thing I know about it is the shake and not stirred line, which is unfortunate as a person who's gone through life with the last name Connery. I've had a lot of James Bond jokes thrown at
right,
me.
Right, right.
Lots of them. I can recognise jokes when they're being told to me. But the only quote I know is shaken, not stirred.
That must be torment, Tess.
Okay, next person, if you think that 003 and a half is an original joke, I can assure you it is not.
My God, yeah. Anyway, James Bond is an alcoholic, apparently, so...
That's where we're at, good.
Yeah, yeah. And our final Not News story today, Tess... The coin toss has long been a staple of cricket, deciding who bats or bowls first in cricket. Well, guess what? That's no longer going to be the case. This year's Big Bash League, which starts next week, they're going to be replacing the coin toss with a bat toss.
What?
So there'll be a specially weighted bat that is supposedly, 50-50 for both sides. They'll throw the bat up in the air at the beginning of the match to decide who bats and who bowls in the match, and they said that was to reflect the backyard cricket element of the Big Bash League.
I foresee the bat coming down and landing on someone. Absolutely. Yeah. Someone's getting smacked on the head.
Yeah, they'll have to stand clear. And it has drawn the ire, safe to say, of the traditionalists. Death and destruction will ensue, according to them.
Social fabric being torn.
Yes, yes. But look, I say it's just a bit of gimmickry, really, isn't it? I don't think it's that big a deal. And as long as the bat is evenly weighted, I can't believe I'm saying those words, then it's not a big deal, really, is it? As long as it's not, you know, it's not the beginning of something that catches on elsewhere in the game.
Well, that's exactly it. I feel like this is going to happen once, and then all of a sudden everyone's 10-year-olds over Christmas are going to be throwing bats in the air and taking out their cousins.
Well, that would... I wouldn't be surprised because, I mean, 10-year-olds definitely like to latch on to the trends.
Someone's getting knocked out. That's my money is on someone is getting knocked out from this.
Most definitely, Tess.
And we've got one more to finish.
Yeah, so this story that I thought was more of a news story that should have got coverage. It sort of started out as a not news story, and earlier in the week I thought this would be a good one for not news. A man in southern India, in the city of Madurai, employed by Zomato, which is in India like a courier similar to Menulog or Uber Eats here. He was sitting on his moped, eating food out of boxed orders, then resealing them and putting them back into a delivery bag. So that drew, you know, some ridicule, some satire, some sarcasm from people. People thought it was funny. But there was quite the development, actually, yesterday in this story. It turns out that man he doesn't have enough money for one meal.
Whoa.
A day. He doesn't earn enough money. So it actually turned out that he has he's got a family, and he didn't really have a choice. You know, he only had enough money to feed his wife and children, so he resorted to eating other people's food, which of course is wrong. But I thought it painted the picture of poverty in India, and India has such an issue with class and the just disproportionate gap in wealth between the rich and the poor. And that's it. Sort of turned out to be a showcase in that.
Wow! Yeah, that took a turn I wasn't expecting. That's awful.
Certainly did.
Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you, Tess.